Scott Boyd, manager of our under-14 team. You must be very proud having witnessed your team win 6-2 here in Belgium tonight.
Absolutely delighted, Andy. A fantastic performance from every one of them. Considering, you know, when we arrived here this evening, we were informed that we were playing against boys 2 years older than ourselves. We played against some 2000s, 2001 boys. It was across the park. Sometimes it was met against boys, but they competed at the highest level, moved the ball on the floor and scored some fantastic goals. A total credit to Linfield Football Club.
The chairman has just been in the changing room giving credit to the boys for their display, their character, the way they represented this club. You must be very proud of hearing the chairman give such fulsome praise.
It's one of the most proudest moments I've ever had in youth football. Bearing in mind I've been involved now for 18, 19 years. It was a tear to my eye. I was very emotional hearing them words from a man of such who's held in such high regard, who has the unbelievable experience in the game, and for them boys to hear that also, totally deserved, and a credit to be here with them.
The number 9 scored 4 goals there, I think, tonight.
Five, Andy.
Five,
yes.
He looked the part up front, big and strong.
Christopher McKee, he has a big future in front of him, as do a lot of them, but 5 of his goals, he could have a lot more to be fair, Andy. You know, he was adjudged to be offside on a few occasions, which I think some of us did disagree with, but some of his finishes were fantastic. But also, let's credit the boys. Some of the, you know, the build-up play from the goalkeeper through the midfield to the front was top drawer. And again, if some of the goals were on TV, they'd be watched throughout the country.
All the goals were from open play. I mean, there was some great passing and movement from the back right through the middle up front. You know, it was a delight to watch.
And that's how we coach them, you know. With the ball, we don't, you know, it's not old school. Everything they do is with the ball, as you've seen over the last couple of days. And they're, again, they're like a sponge. They take everything on board. They want to learn, as they've shown this whole trip. And as I say, every time I'm with them, they're a joy to be with.
There's great family spirit here. You know, you've got Jackie McCluskey, you've got Rodney Heasley here, Andy Kerr here, and you've got a lot of parents here.
Yeah.
It's been a real family feeling about it. You know, 3 directors here as well. It's been a real family feeling about being away together this week, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and I think that's what Linfield Football Club represent. A family, a big, big family. And again, I'd just like to echo the support of the parents give us. Without the parents, we wouldn't be able to do this. The kids wouldn't be here, and I'm just so grateful to everybody that supported these kids this week.
Looking back to last night, it must have been a very proud night for you to be in the guard of honour along with your squad, while other players put wreaths at the men and gate at that world famous ceremony, the last post association one.
It was an unbelievable experience, you know, and just to watch them young boys lay wreaths and be recognised by the people that organised the event on a nightly basis was unbelievable. The stander, a part of the Guardian Honour, was one of my proudest moments in my 39 years on this planet.
And, you know, I've been privileged to be here all week, and, you know, the boys have conducted themselves fantastically, representing not just Linfield, but their country as tremendous ambassadors over here. They've been superb. You know, we've been in battlefields, we've been at monuments, we've been in cemeteries. They have been fantastic ambassadors for our country over here in Belgium this week, haven't they?
Absolutely. And, I mean, we had a conversation last night, as you know, Andy, when we got home around about 10:30, a short evaluation with them. And some of them said, you know, that they've learned so much. They're going to take this home and they're going to educate their friends, which is massively important. And I'd just like to finish and saying, long may this project continue. Long may other Linfield players and parents and supporters and directors have the opportunity to come to this wonderful place as an experience I'll always remember.
It's very thought-provoking, isn't it, when you see the sacrifice so many thousands of people made for our freedom today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Andy, and let's hope and pray that it never comes to that again, ever, because it was the ultimate sacrifice paid, and I'm just so proud to be standing here in Flanders with yourself, the rest of these people, and it's been an honour.
Thanks a million. And you play on Saturday, isn't it, Ballymena?
We play Ballymena away in our fourth National League game. We've won 3 of our opening games, and hopefully we can get the right result on Saturday.
Well, all the very best for Saturday and the rest of the season.
Thank you very much, Andy.